Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News. On today's program, I'm talking with Tammy Wetchen-Kesterson, Director for the Washington, Keokuk, Jefferson, and Van Buren Child Welfare Decategorization Board and Community Partnership for Protecting Children Shared Decision-Making Team, about Child Abuse Prevention Month. It is Child Abuse Prevention Month. Do you want to just first introduce yourself and what you do?
Sure. My name is Tammy Wetchen-Kesterson, and I am the director for the Jefferson, Keokuk, Van Buren, and Washington Child Welfare Decategorization Board and Community Partnership for Protecting Children Shared Decision-Making Team.
Okay, very good. So can you tell me just a little bit, like give me a recap of exactly what it is that that organization does?
So we work to prevent both child abuse and neglect and juvenile delinquency, and then also help to intervene both when a family is struggling with neglect or abuse issues, or when a juvenile is struggling with delinquency issues.
So this is a really important month then for your organization. Do you want to go into some of the reasons why that is?
Well, yes. So April is Child Abuse Prevention Month, and this year's national campaign is really focusing on the fact that what happens in childhood lasts a lifetime. So whether a child has an incredibly positive, nurturing childhood, or whether a child experiences trauma and other difficulties within their childhood will stick with them for their entire lifetime. So we're wanting to promote both thriving children and nurturing families.
Yeah, very good. So you have programs then set up and in place to be a benefit to these families that might need that extra help.
Yes, we do fund programs that support families directly, or we work with our community partners to do that. So in the Washington County area, we've had the opportunity since last July, August, to promote a program at the Washington Library around art therapy for families within the community and older youth that have experienced trauma would be one example. We've also been out and promoting mental health awareness, which is a piece that is tied to children thriving, both last May through May Mental Health Awareness Month, and also last fall through the Hocus Pocus event in Washington.
And kind of a different question, because I'm mostly curious myself, people that go into this line of work, it would take a very strong person to do that. What made you decide to go into this line of work?
I would say probably having the wonderful experience of being raised by my grandparents when my parents were unable to do that as a child. And so my grandparents were able to step in and provide an incredibly nurturing and very rich environment for my childhood and be able to instill really great values and support through their loving kindness.
Yes, very good. And I was at the Board of Supervisors meeting that you attended and gave your report on. And one of the things that you said that struck with me was you want to keep children in with their family. There's probably research that shows that that's the best way for kids to be raised then.
Yes, we know that children do best when they can be with their families, even if that means that those families need additional support for those kids to be safe and for that environment to be nurturing. We also know that if they cannot be with their families, it is best that they be placed with a relative or a fictive kin. And a fictive kin would be defined as like a special person to that child or family that's willing to have and care for them. So that might be a teacher, it might be a pastor, it might be a neighbor. So they're able to stay within their communities, stay within their schools, and remain connected to their families.
Yes, very good. And if there was one thing that you could let the public know about what you do or the challenges that our community is facing, what might that be?
I would say the biggest challenge right now that our families are facing is the continued economic stress that everyone is facing right now with the increases in inflation and interest rates going up. And that puts a tremendous amount of stress on our younger families. So some really simple things that folks can do to help families out would be to donate to their local food bank and to not only consider donating food, but consider donating some of those other items that families need every day to kind of get through their days, paper towels, dish soap, laundry soap, diapers. Some of those things that typically the food bank doesn't see in donations is a good way to support our young families and reduce some of that stress.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Just check out our Pinwheel Gardens. We have Pinwheel Gardens already up in Kelowna at the library, at the Y in Wellman. We'll also be putting up some later this week at the Y in Washington and at Iowa State University Extension.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for talking with me today, Tammy.
Thank you.
That was Tammy Wett-Jenkesterson joining on today's Halcyon House Washington page to talk about Child Abuse Prevention Month. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News.